on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, before we jump into our next segment, we got a studio full of guests to introduce you to. I do want to bring you to the website at klyt.fm. On the homepage, if you scroll down in the Action Center, you'll see the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign. Great opportunity to rescue families from poverty and show Christ's love. There's different ways you can do it. You know, you can get a barnyard bundle for a family. It's $195, but listen to what that does. It bundles two pairs of chickens, two pairs. That's four chickens. So you got all the eggs, and then you know you can make chickens, and they can make chickens, and then you know eat chicken, eat eggs, sell chickens, a pair of pigs, and a lamb. It's super cute. It's a great way to share the grace of God with several families in need. Package includes four chickens, two pigs, and one goat. Milk, anyone? I mean, it's just a great way to provide sustenance to a family in need in Asia or Africa. You can be much more simple. Maybe you can't do that bundle. For $15, you send a pair of chickens to someone in Asia or Africa, and they're delivered by the indigenous missionaries from GFA World. And actually this year, real focus on sponsoring their needs, some of the tools they need to minister in their community. Look for all the details if you go to klyt.fm. Click on the banner either in the Action Center or just below that in the featured area. You'll see the Christmas Critter Campaign banner and start doing your shopping digitally. And if you're like, I don't shop digitally, well, an operator will walk you through getting that done. You can call 855-513-2127. GFA World, a world in need, a God of hope, a call to you. Be a part of that. Go to klyt.fm and find out more. All right. There's ministering overseas in Asia and Africa. And every month, just about every month, we have a local ministry in studio doing great work right here in our community. That is the CareNet Centers of Albuquerque and the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Paula. See, I didn't write it down, so
it's okay.
I kind of stumbled on that one.
I appreciate you having us. It's always a joy to come and sit with you.
Well, I'm sitting, you made me nervous. You're the executive director there, so. now, for those not familiar, which hopefully they are if they're a regular listener, Paula, we say the CareNet Pregnancy Centers, plural,
yes,
of Albuquerque. It's really the Albuquerque area, but if let the listener know where all they are. Now, I don't know if at this minute you can tell us where the mobile is, because it's mobile.
Well, we had a little hiccup this morning with our medical mobile unit, but we're back in business. We had a dead battery this morning, so we had to replace our battery.
I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Yeah. I'll let you know.
So that would be good to know. we replaced the battery this morning. So praise the Lord for that. We have five locations, four that are brick and mortar. Los Lunas, Edgewood, Albuquerque, and Rio Rancho. And then, of course, we have our medical mobile unit that parks outside one of the abortion facilities.
Yeah, which recently had the Laugh for Life event.
That's right.
We talked about that last month.
Oh, yeah. It was a great turnout. We had Nazareth, and he was hilarious.
Yeah?
Yes. I love to even hear the children were cracking up laughing. Actually, Stephanie Montano's children were laughing. And he did such a great job. He did so good in just challenging the community to partner with CareNet. So we really enjoyed that. So thank you to those that came out to support this event. And really, your support means a lot to us.
Okay, so also in studio with us, one of the lead nurse at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, all of them, Sharon? Lead nurse of...
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. I've known Sharon for, a couple decades?
Yeah.
So she was like five when I met her. but Sharon Sanchez is here. Stephanie Montoya, who I just met, the clinic manager. Ladies, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you standing in the gap between... The innocent kids that we know we love and are supporting through this ministry, and quite honestly, those that would do them great harm. So thank you, ladies. I appreciate what you do. And, you know, doing what you do, it comes with challenges, right? And you each have your own. I mean, the executive director was dealing with a dead battery this morning, right?
Right.
You know, so there's that.
Thank you so much for allowing the medical team to join us today, because I thought it would be such a good place for them to be able to hear from our medical team at CareNet.
Were ears itching? Because we talk about you.
We do talk about them. And just, you know, wanted to share a little bit about the challenges that they see at CareNet and, you know,
we'll get to some of those.
Yeah.
There's things that it's a very satisfying job. We'll get to some of that. And I know, you know, your front lines, that I know you have stories, and I love stories. And it's good for the listener, too, because many of the listeners obviously are supportive of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, which you will find on the KLYT website. If you go to the website, click on organizations, and there's a bunch of them, but one of them is CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. If you click on it, you'll go right to their site. Let's go back, though. Yeah, let's start with those challenges, because I just imagine both of you being very satisfied with what you do and where you are, but there's some challenges. Sharon, anything come, or Stephanie, anything pop to mind?
Yeah, so I'm Stephanie Montano, and I think that the biggest challenge that we see as Christians and in the Pregnancy Resource Center is these women and men are looking for hope.
Yeah.
And so they come in not having hope, unfortunately. And so so that is a big challenge when we're looking at their decision to carry their pregnancy to parent, to possibly, hopefully not. But when they're considering an abortion, it's because they don't have hope.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess in a couple different ways. Now, some of them don't know Jesus yet. The truth is, and we've talked about this before, unscheduled pregnancies by the parents happen both amongst those who know Jesus and those who don't.
Yes.
But when you speak of those who come who don't know Jesus yet, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is well prepared to share with them the hope, the confident expectation that can be found in Jesus Christ. I have to imagine a large percent of them are very young, and then just to be thrust into I'm going to parent and just the overwhelming feelings that come with that. How can you alleviate some of that anxiety for parents that, you know, I got a parent now? Because I know CareNet, along with other resource, you know, other organizations, quite honestly, that you work with, provide opportunity. Look, you're not alone in this.
We have a lot of support services to be able to that come alongside CareNet. To be able to give them practical resources so that they can see hope, whether that's post-abortive care, Morning to Joy. So that's something that helps those women that have chosen that in the past. And we have parenting classes that we offer called Earn While You Learn. And it helps give those tangible items like baby clothing, which a lot of organizations like churches and people that are supportive of CareNet donate to us. And we're able to really give them that tangible hope as well as introduce them to that relationship with Jesus.
Well, listen, I just glanced. We're actually up against, I told you to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get through all this. So we want to hear about those satisfying things. There's a real blessing that, you know, to be a part of, to seeing the work at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. With time, you know, if we have the time, which let's make the time, we'll share a story, talk about year-end giving, which is so important at this time of year. And many of you are trying to figure out, you know, you do that before the end of the year for tax purposes. And there's some open positions, whether volunteer or on staff. We'll talk about all that. Ladies, can you hang out with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. All right, we're in the midst of a conversation. Paula Gonzalez, the executive director at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, has brought a couple guests today. Sharon Sanchez, lead nurse, and Stephanie Montano.
Yeah.
Montano. Right. Did I say Montano earlier?
No, you said Montano.
Yeah, see how I am. Montano is not correct. It's like the
Montano
street.
Montano.
Montano.
Yes.
Not Montoya.
Not Montoya.
Okay.
I don't know what Stephanie Montoya.
What do I know? Smith, Smythe.
Smith, Smythe.
Okay. You know, we got a little serious in that first segment, and I'm really looking forward, Sharon, to hearing from you, because there's stuff that I know is makes this job a satisfying job for you. If you could share something along those lines, even maybe if a story comes to mind you want to share with us.
Yeah, sure.
It's always heartwarming. I love this.
Well, I'm a nurse trained in limited obstetric ultrasound, and so what's most satisfying to me is demonstrating life.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the patient comes in, it's pretty powerful, an ultrasound for her to see her baby, and for, you know, as early as 6 weeks.
Did Paula tell you that the ultrasound is one of my favorite employees at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque? I always talk about it.
I know. Yes, you
it,
do.
It like
it's 80%.
It opens eyes.
Yeah,
right.
So 8 out of 10 women who actually see ultrasound are undecided will choose life after seeing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's absolutely satisfying. And just recently we had a couple come from out of state who came to a local abortion clinic.
Not unusual, right? This is a destination.
It is, correct.
Yeah.
So very common. And there was a sidewalk advocate there who told them about CareNet. So they call us, they come over. They're far into the second trimester. If baby were to be born, would be viable outside a womb. And the reason that they were here is just for they're struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole reason. Here's a family coming, probably heartbroken to even come and do this. But anyway, they come over to CareNet, they get an ultrasound, and see their baby, and then they choose life, which was incredible. And
yeah.
One comment from one of the family members was, you know, we're going to keep this baby, but we were about to make the biggest mistake of our life today. And then they decided to keep the baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, how does that not, you come home from work after a day like that. It's like, And can you even see it in their face before they even say anything?
I mean, sometimes, yeah, you can see them just.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Just, you know, looking at that image and the heart beating and. Yeah.
Well, I hope God continues to bless you in that way. And no doubt, regular listeners are like, yeah, okay, I know Ryman, the ultrasound's your thing, man. Mm. totally is, though.
But it's so life-changing.
Yeah.
It really is. So you see it in their face when they see the image and it just... it opens, it's almost like a veil is removed when they realize that it's a human being.
Yep.
And they're about to make the biggest, like she said, the biggest mistake of their lives. And then when they realize that not only does CareNet just, you know, not only do we just do ultrasounds and pregnancy tests, we truly want to come alongside families.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to give them the resources. And when they realize that there is an organization, not even just here in Albuquerque, but in their state, close to their area, that does the same thing that we do, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, lies happen all over the place. Yeah. Where they're coming from, and here we know, as I mentioned, I said New Mexico's a destination because of the state's laws over, you know, with abortion.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, people, it's international. It's an international destination place.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, to hear the, these stories of babies being rescued, I just can't, I can't tell you how happy that makes me. And thanks, Sharon, for sharing that story. Now, back real quick, back to the ultrasound, a couple things. One, the 80%, okay, I'm going to speak to the guys. Guys, imagine being a quarterback and you've got a running back. And every time you hand the ball to him, 80% chance he's going to run it for a touchdown. You know, you're going to get the ball to the guy, you know. And that's what we want to do with couples or ladies that are considering an abortion. Get them to a place where they can get an ultrasound at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And 80% chance they're going to change their mind about having an abortion. And we've talked about it before, the need for staff to fill the ultrasound. Now, I know the nurses can do ultrasounds.
Yep.
But you're in need of staff that can do it. What is it up to? Through
40
the,
weeks.
Yeah, the entire pregnancy.
The entire pregnancy.
And that's still a need.
That is still a need. Yeah. We're still looking for one more position to be filled, a medical position to be filled, which, you know, again, I've said it and I'll continue to say it. We're looking for somebody that's passionate about life, that is called to the to fight for life, that has a fighting spirit, I should say, and that is passionate to come alongside CareNet and make a difference. Really, we don't, we do it all to the glory of God for what He does, you know, and we just want to be there for people that are considering, that are vulnerable, that have no hope, like Stephanie said, and for us to give them tools and a hope.
Yeah.
So please go to our website.
And a team to come alongside
that's
them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a big deal. People can feel like an island. They're by themselves. They don't know how they're going to do this. There's a path.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's not dark like you think it is. It's filled with light and love and hugs.
Yeah.
You guys all professional huggers?
Yes.
I just imagine, right?
Professional huggers. That's awesome.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. We do. We
with
want
permission,
love on them.
You know.
With permission.
Yes. Yes.
We're 100% permission based. Of course, we want to educate her. We want to educate him in the decisions that they are contemplating, because we know that the truth speaks for itself and the truth sets us free. So we want to give them truth. And when they know the truth, then they can make that decision based off of truth.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
And we've talked about it before, but, you know, we've shared the truth here. For those who may be listening that are hearing the lies, can you, and I'll throw this out to any of you, what are the common lies that these young people, men and women, and we always bring in the guys because after being educated at one of the dinners we had, dinner before last, when we talked about Choose Abundant Life, we talked about how important it is for him to be involved because of how much of the decision that's going to be made, you know, is she's looking to him.
Why? Right. Because she wants to feel secure. She wants to feel supported by her man.
Yeah.
Right.
So if he gets to the point where he's like, that's a baby, you know, I am there for you.
Well, that's really what happened with, you know, the story that Sharon shared is, you know, he realized.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
It's not, you know, there's a lie. It's just a cluster of cells. It's just a blob of cells. It's, you know, it's not even a baby yet.
No.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest challenge that we see in regards to the families that come in, or the gal that comes in, is she feels like she's not supported. She's alone in this journey.
Yeah.
And So these gals really give them an opportunity to see a little clearer mm-hmm. of the decision that she's contemplating, because at the end of the day, her situation is very situational.
Yeah.
Because once she walks out of the center, doesn't mean that she's not going to contemplate it. So we want to make sure, as we, you know, look into the new year, we're looking at training.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we're serving her and him in the best capacity. And I'm sure we'll get into that.
Well, you said getting to the end of the year.
Yes.
Or you're actually talking about the new year. You got ahead of us.
I know.
Because you're talking about the end of year. And end of year giving is a thing right now.
It is.
Nonprofit organizations left and right are letting people know that this is a place when you're making decisions about your year end giving. Mm-hmm. Many people do it, well, because they want to.
Right.
Tax reasons. It's time to consider it. And, you know, wouldn't you much rather put that donation towards the work of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. I mean, with the whole taxing, it's like, well, okay, so I can go send it here, save lives, mm-hmm. or give it to the government, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was so
That's kind
sweet.
Of a simple way to say it, but...
makes it easy.
Yeah.
There were some students from Socorro that just came by yesterday to drop off some donations that
nice.
They had. They had been, you know, raising some, you know, awareness in their area, which is amazing. And, you know, we're 100% funded by private donors. And so we truly are wanting to reach those abortion-determined, abortion-minded women and men and give them a solid education in the sense of what they're contemplating.
Yeah.
And so as we're looking towards the end of the year, we are looking at 2026 to be more geared towards being equipped, our staff, our volunteers, to be equipped on how to reach her and him better.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. CareNetABQ.org. Is the website you can go to where you find the donate button. You can go to .com as well. Both of them, they'll get you there. CareNetABQ.org.com. Ladies, thank you so much for the work you do. And y'all are welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'd love to have you back. Thanks and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.